with more to follow in the coming years. The American Gaming Association, AGA, estimates that 163 million Americans, nearly two-thirds of the adult population, can now bet legally in their home states. Those legal states do not include California, Texas, and Florida, the three most populated states in the country, which are considered the holy grail of betting and are expected to be legalized by 2030. The legal sports betting market is booming, and the numbers are downright staggering. Back in 2018, the legal sports betting industry in America generated roughly $400 million in revenue. In 2022, that figure jumped to roughly $7.5 billion. In 2023, it skyrocketed to $10.92 billion, a new record. The overall handle for 2023, the amount of total money wagered, was a whopping $119.84 billion. Super Bowl 58 between the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers generated $185.6 million in handle in Nevada alone, setting another record. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime, winning outright as two-point underdogs. The game averaged 123.4 million viewers, the most watched television broadcast since the 1969 moon landing. Then, in 2024, we saw sports betting revenue spike to $13.71 billion, a new all-time record. Super Bowl 59 between the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles generated $1.4 billion in wagering alone, another all-time record. This time, the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22, winning outright as one-point underdogs. The game drew 127.7 million viewers, setting a new all-time record for the second year in a row. Prior to 2018, sports betting was largely viewed as taboo. It wasn't widely accepted in the lexicon of popular culture. Instead, it was looked down upon as a seedy vice to steer clear of. It lurked underground and operated in the shadows. Any conversation about sports betting would inevitably bring up references to Tony Soprano and organized crime, along with illegal bookmakers, known as bookies or locals, who would gladly break your kneecap if you lost your bets and failed to pay up in time. Back in 1951, then FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover famously testified on Capitol Hill at a committee hearing on crime. He spent much of his testimony railing against gambling as a gateway drug that needed to be reined in and controlled through strict law enforcement. "The gambling problem must be viewed as a phase of the entire crime picture," Hoover exclaimed. "Organized gambling is a vicious evil. It corrupts our youth and blights the lives of our adults. It becomes a springboard for other crimes, embezzlement, robbery, and even murder." There were also several high-profile scandals that gave sports betting a bad name, most notably the 1919 Chicago Black Sox, in which the White Sox threw the World Series in exchange for monetary compensation from the notorious Chicago wise guy, Arnold the Brain Rothstein. This scandal was illustrated brilliantly in the movie Eight Men Out, which highlighted Shoeless Joe Jackson's role in the affair. To this day, Jackson still holds the third-best batting average in MLB history, .356, but is barred from the Hall of Fame due to his participation in the Black Sox scandal. Pete Rose, the all-time hits leader, is also barred from the Hall of Fame after receiving a lifetime ban in 1989 for betting on baseball while manager of the Cincinnati Reds. We've also seen several point-shaving scandals in college basketball. Point shaving, which is a form of match fixing, is when players deliberately play poorly to ensure that their team loses or fails to cover the spread. This might come in the form of intentionally missing shots, committing fouls, or turning over the ball. In exchange for throwing the game, players would receive a monetary payout, otherwise known as a bribe. One of the most famous point-shaving scandals took place in the Boston College men's basketball team's 1978-79 season. The operation was set up by Henry Hill, who was famously played by Ray Liotta in Goodfellas. The story was later turned into an ESPN 30 for 30 documentary titled Playing for the Mob, which was narrated by Liotta.